Campaigners in Britain have launched a petition protesting at what they call gender segregation taking place at some of the country's universities after audiences were asked to sit apart from the opposite sex during some events. Now, Universities UK, the body which represents higher education institutions, has issued guidance to its members, as John McManus reports.
The issue of gender equality is taken extremely seriously at Britain's universities. A number of recent incidents, though, has caused some students and campaigners to question whether that commitment to equality is being undermined. In March, male and female students attending a debate about the existence of God at Leicester University, organised by the Student Union's Islamic Society, were made to sit apart. And an academic at University College London threatened to walk out of a similar event if the audience weren't allowed to mix freely. The body, Universities UK, has now issued guidance on the subject, urging organisers to consider the religious beliefs behind requests to make men and women sit apart. One way to do this, it suggested, might be to allow men and women to sit on opposite sides of a room, rather than one group at the front and the other at the back. But women's rights campaigners such as Mariam Namazi say that these demands are part of an Islamist agenda, which wouldn't be tolerated on grounds such as race.
You know, what's happened is, as a result of cultural relativism, is that things that are intolerable and are denying women or men equality, that are preventing discrimination, are now actually being seen as a right, of certain groups.
Miss Namazi says that she intends to organise what she calls sex apartheid busters, who will enter universities and break up segregated events.
John McManus.